if you've got a... This is like the story that keeps coming back. Even though Nevada law allows mothers to breastfeed anywhere, every few months, the hapless manager of a store or public facility tells a new mother she cannot feed her breastfeed her baby in public. It has happened twice in recent months in Las Vegas, and that has outraged advocates of breastfeeding. Outraged them so much that last week they organized a nurse-in at the YMCA at Centennial Hills. The mother who was at the center of that controversy at the YMCA was Charity Schneider, and she joins us on the phone. Charity Schneider, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, so tell us the story. What happened?
You know, it was just a typical day off for my husband. We talked him into going to the YMCA with the kids, where we are members. So we were there swimming with the children. I have five children, ages 12 and going down, down to my breastfeeding baby, of course, at 16 months. We were in the pool swimming, having a good time. My husband had the baby. The baby became fussy, and so he handed the baby to me. And, you know, I stood up, and I was in the shallow end, and stood up out of the water, and I breastfed him for a couple moments. It only, you know, as any breastfeeding mother knows, it sometimes it only takes a couple minutes, and then they're happy again, especially when there's a lot going on. So I gave the baby back to my husband. I proceeded to swim around with my other children. And then a staff member approached the side of the pool and gestured for me to approach her and told me, ma'am, we were told you were breastfeeding, and we just wanted you to know that that's not permitted. So, you know, that's what happened. It was a little embarrassing. My husband, myself, and my five kids kind of just, you know, didn't stick around too much longer. We just kind of headed out after that.
Did she explain why?
No.
Other than it's just not allowed?
No, not at all. And it was kind of strange to me because, you know, I have... like I said, a 12-year-old, I've been breastfeeding for a long time. I've never once been told that it's not permitted to breastfeed anywhere, you know, and because, yeah, and obviously the law actually even states that it's permitted everywhere. So. Mm.
Did anyone else in the pool complain or object?
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah. Now, our producer spoke to an official at the YMCA who said it was a misunderstanding about food and drink in the pool. She said you were asked to leave the pool because the baby was drinking. Does that seem plausible?
You know, I guess. But, you know, at the same time, that's actually not even what was said to me at all at that time. And that's actually the first time, actually at our meeting was the first time they even said that. So I don't know how long it took them to, you know, to figure out what their defense was going to be if, you know, if that's the case. But like I said, you know, all the times that we had discussed this through emails or anything else, that was never said before. So,
Did the YMCA official say anything to you when you complained?
I actually didn't complain right away, obviously, because I have five kids and they're, you know, hungry, tired, ready to go, you know, all of those things. So I obviously didn't have time to, you know, handle business. My family comes first. So, and then it was actually Christy who was doing the correspondence with them at first. So that's actually a question for Christy. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you that in just a second. But in the meantime, have you heard from them at all? Have they apologized or reached out to you?
You know what? Yeah, they finally did reach out. I guess there was some kind of misunderstanding, a data entry misunderstanding. Because like I said, I am a member at the YMCA. So they obviously should have had my phone number on file. I guess they had an old phone number of mine on file. So they weren't ever able to reach out and contact me. So eventually, they did. They did say that that it was a misunderstanding, and they apologized. And you know, so.
Yeah, we're talking with Charity Schneider, and she alluded to Christy. Christy, in this case, is Christy Leonard. She is one of the organizers of the nurse-in, and is also the director of public relations for the organization Feed the Babies. Christy, welcome back to KNPR.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So, why was a protest necessary in this case?
Well, in this case, we were not only objecting to what the YMCA did to Charity, but we were also trying to get mothers around Las Vegas, around the world, really, to realize that breastfeeding is normal, that you are allowed to do that in public. Even if an organization or a business tells you that you are not allowed, it is your right to do so. And we're trying to make breastfeeding a normal thing in public.
But at the same time, this kind of error Sounds like it's pretty rare, isn't it? I mean, most mothers are not asked to stop breastfeeding in public, are they?
You know, that's funny you ask me that, because when I first found out about this, I really had no idea. I mean, I've been breastfeeding for many years as well. My oldest is 9 years old, and I'm currently breastfeeding my 10-month-old. And I really had no idea that it was such a huge issue until I started researching it myself. As far as the YMCA is concerned, I got in contact with an organization called Best for Babes, and they actually do research and help women that are discriminated against in public for breastfeeding. They advised me that there were over 80 cases at the YMCA alone this year of women being discriminated against for breastfeeding.
This is nationwide, I take it?
Yes.
But it is 80 cases nonetheless.
Indeed.
Hmm. In a Review Journal article, there was another one of the women at the protest, Nicholas Sampson, who talked about episodes where other women physically tried to cover her up while she was breastfeeding. Has anything like that ever happened to you?
No, I've never had anything like that happen to me. I want to say that, I have definitely had women scoff at me. I've definitely had people say rude comments to me while I've been breastfeeding in public. But
rude comments? Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
What are they saying to you?
Well, it's indecent. God forbid there's children here. Well, of course there are children there. I have five myself, so my children go everywhere with me. I breastfeed my child for children, right? For my child, for their nourishment and to, protect my child against diseases and to also protect myself. I mean, the Surgeon General and the U.S. Surgeon General, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organization, all of these people stand behind breastfeeding and say it's the healthiest and best thing you can do for your baby. Why can't the public stand up and say, we believe that women should be doing this, and kudos to you for standing up for your baby and doing what's right.
It would seem to me, too, in talking about this before the broadcast a little bit earlier this morning, the irony, I suppose, of saying it's indecent here in Las Vegas. I mean, that just kind of pegs my irony meter.
I know, right? You turn on the TV, you see women that are hardly dressed, right? You look at the billboards here, any city, really. I mean, Las Vegas especially. You're on the strip, you see those flip cards everybody's doing, right? There are naked women everywhere here. There are trucks now on the strip with naked women inside of them dancing. You go into any casino, they're right there. I think it's very sad that we say that a woman feeding their baby is indecent. How could that possibly be indecent?
If you are just joining us, we're talking about breastfeeding in public and a couple of times in recent months in Las Vegas. Managers of stores, public facilities and such have told new mothers they cannot breastfeed in public, even though that is provided for under Nevada law. Nevada law allows mothers to breastfeed anywhere. They're not required to cover up when doing so. Now, we're asking for stories as well. And if you are a recent mother, have you had an experience where you've been asked to stop feeding? Or do people around you make it clear that they're not happy at the sight of babies being fed? Call and tell us your experience of breastfeeding in Las Vegas. Or if you think mothers need to be more discreet, tell us why. Our number is 702-258-3552. That's 702-258-3552. You can also tweet us at KNPR News or write to us at our website, knprnews.org. That's knprnews.org. Now, a moment ago, I'd mentioned that Nevada law gives mothers the right to breastfeed their children anywhere. And one of the people who helped originate that campaign is Dorothy Waldron. And she joins us now. She participated at last week's Nurse In as well. Dorothy, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So take us back to the campaign that you were part of to get this law passed. Why did you decide to take up the cause?
Well, back in 1990, this was still going on throughout the United States. Just it's unfortunate to see what we were experiencing over 20 years ago is still occurring today. And there actually was a law that breastfeeding was legal in Nevada and throughout the United States. However, there was no law in place. So if a woman was approached and told she wasn't allowed to breastfeed, there was no place that she could go to find the proof of it. So back in the early 90s, the Leche League leaders at that time, along with Senator Mark James, whose wife was also the Leche League leader, decided with other groups of the Leche League throughout the United States to go through and put a law in place so if this ever came up, that everyone would know that you have a right to breastfeed in public.
Now, La Leche League is an organization that has been advocating for breastfeeding.
Yes.
Since its inception. That's the purpose of its inception.
Yes. Well, actually, La Leche League International has been around for over 55 years. It's a volunteer organization that teaches women how to breastfeed and nourish their babies.
Were there stories in the early 90s, before the passage of this law, where stores, restaurants would often tell women to stop breastfeeding their children?
Oh, absolutely. It seemed like it would happen monthly. It was such a common thing. And unfortunately, it hasn't changed much today.
Why do you think that is? Again, I guess in a sexualized atmosphere such as we have here in Las Vegas, why do you think there's still that level of discomfort?
I think there's a great lack of understanding and education in the United States. I actually lived in Australia for a couple of years and found that in the rest of the world, breastfeeding is the norm, and we're not afraid to talk about breastfeeding. And in the United States, we won't usually say breastfeed, we say we nurse our babies, which isn't even the correct term. So we seem to kind of have a hang up here with breast and breastfeeding and so forth.
Hmm. So how did legislators in Carson City react when you began talking about guaranteeing the right to breastfeed in public?
The first time we tried to submit the bill, it was refused. And this actually went back and forth for about 5 years, and I spoke to my co-leader, Linda Wist, last night, and she told me that, well, the bill got passed in 1995, and I said, no, I think you're wrong, because we were talking about this in 91, 92, but she said, no, it had been submitted way back then, but the first time it was denied, and it had to be resubmitted again, so it took a long time just to get it passed.
So was there, as you look back at it, was there significant opposition, or was it just something that made legislators uncomfortable, and so they just kind of shuttled it off to one side?
Again, I think a great lack of understanding. They don't understand that breast milk is the perfect food for a baby, and formula, or as it's known in most of the world, as artificial baby food, which is the correct terminology, is not a replacement for breast milk, although there are some women that do need to use it, and we support women that do have to do that. Breast milk is the number one food for babies. It's what, you know, nature intended.
Now, for an additional perspective on this issue, we're joined by Florence Williams. She is the author of Breasts, The Natural and Unnatural History, and she joins us by phone from Montana. Florence Williams, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Underlying some of this discussion is the idea that talk of naked breasts is misplaced when a mother's feeding, but there is a debate right now among evolutionary biologists as to why the human breast is unique in the animal kingdom. Tell us a little bit about that. Help us to understand that.
Yes, I've always been surprised that breasts become kind of as controversial a topic as they are, and this extends even into evolutionary theory. So people have been wondering, well, why do humans even have breasts that are shaped the way they are? Because it turns out the human breast is actually very unique, kind of in the animal kingdom. All mammals, of course, have mammary glands, but they don't really look like ours. And for a long time, the dominant theory has been that, well, of course, breasts evolved for men, that they evolved as a sexual signal, and that they're supposed to give men information about a woman's age or maturity or sort of a fertility status. And then feminists came along in the field of anthropology, in the 70s and 80s, and said, well, wait a minute, maybe there's some other reasons that breasts evolved other than just for men. Maybe they're not a signal at all. Maybe they actually have something to do with the fitness and the survival of the woman and her infant. And it turns out that breasts are actually fatty because they need to be fatty, and they're round because they need to be round, and all of these things facilitate breastfeeding itself. There is still a debate about it, but I think that people are coming around to the fact that actually breasts really evolved for the purpose of a baby, not for the guys. I'm sorry to say.
not a sexual signal. And yet it seems like that still seems to play into the debate about whether women should breastfeed in public or not.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that we have an incredible cultural obsession with breasts. And it actually hasn't always been the case. I mean, breasts are sort of a fad, and particular views about them, come and go, and they differ by culture and they differ by country. But certainly in the United States, right now, we have an obsession with big breasts. We tend to look at them purely as sexual objects. And I think that is really what's behind this discomfort, this profound discomfort that so many people still show when it comes to breastfeeding in public. We are just not comfortable with breasts as being anything other than sexual objects. And this is what really has to change. I think part of it is through education. Part of it is through, I think, you know, women just sort of taking back their breasts, frankly, and kind of asserting the space that they have a purpose that's not just about the visuals.
And well, you have said that all this has also been compounded by the internet.
Well, I think that's true. I think so many you know, boys and girls today grow up expecting breasts to look a certain way. And of course, that's because of the pervasive availability of pornography. But it's also Hollywood. And frankly, this has been true, you know, since the middle of the 20th century. You know, large breasts became very popular in Hollywood. And that really, you know, permeated the entire culture. And so we expect breasts to be big. We want them to be big. We want them to be sexy. So it's, you know, it's a challenge, and I think it's wonderful that, you know, so many of these groups are organizing these sit-ins or organizing these nurse-ins. I think it's great that we're having discussions and conversations about this, and I also think that women need, as I say, need to assert the space. And when someone tells them that they can't breastfeed, a woman needs to know how to respond to that and say, well, actually, I can, and I have a legal right to do it, and if you have a problem with that, you need to go somewhere else. I'm not going to move.
Do you think that we have come close to a saturation point, Florence Williams, where the naked or near-naked breast is so common in advertising and movies that we wouldn't care that much anymore?
You know, I don't think so. I think there's still this association with it as a sex object. And, you know, when you imbue something with sexuality like that, you don't just take it away. So I think, again, you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a struggle. And I think it's really important to do it, not just for the sake of breastfeeding women, but frankly, for the sake of women everywhere and for the sake of girls who are growing up and need to learn to think of their bodies as, you know, being for them and being about health and being about fitness and not just being about sexuality. It's really important for these girls.
If you want to join our conversation, our number is 702-258-3552. That's 702-258-3552. We are also at knprnews.org. You can write us there. Tony joins us from Las Vegas. Tony, thanks for calling and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. It's ironic that a man has to get on this subject, but I'm just doing this because last year, me and my wife, we were coming back from Israel, from Tel Aviv to visit my parents. And we were on the plane, and my wife was breastfeeding our little boy. And everybody looked at her with a disgust, like she's actually like performing a sexual act on the plane. And I really do believe the culture we live in America, that, you know, it's going to be sound funny, but bigger the breast of the woman, smaller the IQ of the man. And this is the kind of culture we live in. And unfortunately, I see, I worked down in the casino, and I see some young girls at the age of 9, 10 years old, and forgive my language, they look like prostitutes. And that's okay for them to see that. But it's ironic that to see a woman nurturing a kid, it all of a sudden becomes disgusting or vulgar. And I think we just, the kind of culture we live in and the kind of things that the television and our programs promote, it really affects our kids, our society, and that's what the problem is. And I'll take my comment after you.
All right, Tony, thank you very much for your call. 702-258-3552. Christy Leonard, Dorothy Walden, you're both nodding.
Absolutely.
You know, just what he's saying.
Yeah, I agree with Tony, definitely. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people since this has happened have come forward and said, well, what's the big deal? Why are you making a big deal out of this? The reason why we're making a big deal out of it is because women need to know that they can stand up for themselves, that they can tell people, you know what, I'm nurturing my child. I can do this. It's normal. Thank you for your concern, but I'm good, you know. I think that women everywhere need to know that, you know, we're trying to make it a big deal so that it's not a big deal, right? So if we raise awareness on this issue, people will become more attuned to it. They'll understand that it's normal. And, you know, women everywhere can start, you know, exercising their rights when it comes to breastfeeding.
702-258-3552 is our number, 702-258-3552. Stan in Las Vegas is next. Stan, thanks for calling and welcome.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I was just listening, and the thing is, the public or the people who seem to be offended by it act like these women are just sitting there in front of everybody with their breasts hanging out. I'm sorry for that expression. you know, to make a spectacle of himself. These women are covered, and you really can't see anything, you know, unless you really stare, and you have no business staring anyway. And second of all, I would just like to know, some of these people who are so offended by that, I would like to know, I know there's no way to figure this, how many of them, their kids are playing these violent video games? You know, they'll sit there and watch their kids play those violent video games with killing millions of people, but something like this they find offensive.
So they need
to grow up, America.
In other words, they don't mind violence, but they're kind of stuffy about sex, or about,
exactly.
In this case, just about breastfeeding. Stan, thanks very much for your call. Dorothy Waldron, do you see the double standard in there, too, that Stan sees?
Absolutely, I do. Yeah. And it's pretty amazing. She mentioned the video games and so forth, that most people in today's society don't have a problem with that at all, but just a common act of feeding and nourishing a child is offensive to somebody.
We are talking about breastfeeding. Nevada law allows mothers to breastfeed anywhere. They're not required to cover up when doing so. And that law has been on the books for close to 20 years. That has not stopped some people at businesses, et cetera, from telling women to stop breastfeeding their infants. If you are a recent mother, have you been asked to stop feeding in public? Do people around you stare at you, as Tony was saying, and as Stan was saying, making it clear they're not happy to see babies being fed? If you've got a story to tell, call us at 702-258-3552. That's 702-258-3552, or write us at our website, knprnews.org. We have heard the story from Charity Schneider, who was told to stop breastfeeding recently at the Centennial Hills YMCA. Also with us on the line from Montana is Florence Williams, the author of Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History. Dorothy Waldron, who 20-odd years ago helped to push for the current law on the books in Nevada to protect breastfeeding and permit it. And Christy Leonard, who helped to organize a nursing demonstration last week. She is also the director of public relations for the organization Feed the Babies. Christy Litter, talk a little bit about the nurse-in demonstration. But how did you organize it, and what did you do? What happened?
Well, we organized it pretty much on public media. We used all of our media devices, Facebook, the internet, of course, right? Most of the women that were there had never even met each other before, perhaps on the internet before, but never in person. So we put out our feelers on our media aspects there, and people were gathering from all over the place. I decided, along with the other women in the organization, to ask women from around the world to submit pictures to us of them breastfeeding in public, so that we could show that, you know, it's not only an issue here in Las Vegas, but women all over the place are discriminated against on a daily basis, unfortunately, when they're breastfeeding in public. So we gathered, you know, over 100 women, infants, children, fathers, and other leaders from the community together at the YMCA. And we went inside the YMCA. We sat down. We breastfed our babies. We walked out, went back over to the park, had a little get together. And, you know, and that's pretty much how it went.
What was the reaction like at the YMCA?
Well, you know, I did notice a lot of people asking, what's going on? I mean, there were a lot of us breastfeeding, okay? So, yeah, it was quite a spectacle. You know, there were a lot of us there. We sparked people's interest. And, you know, that's the whole purpose of all of this. Whether people are talking negatively about breastfeeding in public, they're talking positively about it, people are talking about it. And that is the exciting thing about all of this. You know, if you're talking about it, then it means you're aware of the subject. And that's exactly what Feed the Babies is all about.
Feed the Babies aims at raising awareness, too.
Absolutely. You know, that's exactly what we are trying to do for the public, is to raise awareness on breastfeeding in public, to let people know what the law is, how they can exercise that right if they're told in public not to breastfeed, and, you know, how we can take this into the future as far as raising awareness.
Rachel joins us from Las Vegas. Rachel, thanks for calling and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to share that most of the time that I have ever had people pressure me to cover up has actually been from friends and family. People I'm with throwing a blanket over me, somebody trying to tell me about this awesome product, or maybe you should go to the car, maybe you should go outside, maybe you should go to the bathroom. All these very inconvenient places that I really don't want to be feeding my baby, but that the only comments that I've actually gotten from strangers, I've actually had several mothers come up and thank me for breastfeeding in public because it makes them feel more comfortable to do it themselves. That by me breastfeeding in public, it helps make them feel more liberated to do it, to kind of buck the norms that still exist about covering up.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, stay with us for just a second. Christy Linnert, the notion of covering up. I mean, I can think of relatives just with little mm-hmm. cousins and such mm-hmm. who just discreetly put a blanket or a little towel or something over a breast and the child's face. Is that easy to do when it's 108 degrees outside?
Well, probably not. Is it? You could do that, of course. You know, it's up to every woman who breastfeeds. It's their own, you know, whatever they wanted to do. You know, I've breastfed 5 kids. My first child, I covered him up. My second child, I lived in Germany at the time and I was breastfeeding over there and I did cover her up. And I had people come over to me and say, what in the world are you doing? Take that cover off that baby. You're going to suffocate them. And at that point, I decided, hey, wait a minute, that's a good point. So after my second child, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to cover myself anymore. I can tell you that's my personal choice. That's everybody's personal choice. And you should be able to make that choice for yourself, whether you want to cover up, whether you want to go into a breastfeeding room that is offered to you. You know, I very often actually go in some of those. It depends on what the situation is, where you are, and what's going on at the moment, I think, as to whether you choose to do that or not.
Dorothy Waldron, was that something that you thought about with other advocates of the laws in Nevada when you were talking about this more than 20 years ago?
Absolutely. And I think what the caller said, often women were told to go someplace, go to your car, go in the bathroom, you can sit in the toilet. And we would tell our mothers, ask the question, do you want to eat your lunch on sitting on the toilet? I don't think so. Why should a breastfeeding woman be expected to go sit in a public restroom with her baby to feed the baby on a toilet? That's just not acceptable. So we've tried to reach out to all public facilities to provide a chair or a couch, something in their restrooms, or to have an actual room where women can go and take care of their babies.
Our number is 702-258-3552. Rachel, by the way, thank you very much for your call. 702-258-3552. Alta joins us from Las Vegas. Alta, thanks for calling and welcome.
Hi, thank you. I have a 20-month-old daughter, and we've also experienced discrimination from a business. We had family in town visiting, staying at one of our many hotels and casinos. Dinner time rolled around, and we decided to go get a table at their coffee shop. The wait was a little bit long. My daughter became impatient, so I started to nurse her while waiting. The hostess approached me and said that they could not accommodate my family. She couldn't give me a reason. She just said they couldn't accommodate my family. I don't give up easily, and I had a feeling this had to do with breastfeeding, so I insisted that they seat us as they were seating other tables. So they did seat us, but they seated us in the back of the restaurant in an empty section.
Hmm. Did you know what Nevada law was like at that
yes.
time? Did they? Well, I guess they probably didn't.
So. Mm-hmm. Again, I do think it was not the company as a whole. I think it was probably, a hostess or manager that was not familiar with the law, which is why I didn't raise a big stink of it at the time.
Yeah, they seated you, but they didn't seat you especially nicely.
Right.
Christy, Dorothy, I imagine you've heard stories like this.
Yes, this is not uncommon. Just a couple of years ago, we were at a very well-known restaurant in town, and my daughter had just had twins, and we were at the restaurant, and as we were being seated, her twins were sleeping, and the hostess said, oh, and just so you know, you're not allowed to breastfeed here. And I informed her of the law, and she said, well, all I know is you're not allowed to breastfeed, and so I asked to talk to the manager, and he proceeded to tell us why they didn't allow it, and because many of the patrons found it just utterly disgusting to watch a woman expose herself. And so I did continue to tell about the rest of the law and that we had many women in the local area that would be willing to come in for a sit-in if they didn't want to accommodate us. And so he quickly changed his tune.
I'll bet he did. Yeah, Christy Leonard.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so sad that our culture has decided that breasts always are inherently sexual, that no matter what they're being used for, it's a sexual content, which is absolutely the wrong thinking here. Breasts, I believe they're made to feed our babies. That's what children are supposed to be fed by. You know, I believe in feeding a baby a bottle in public, and I believe in feeding a baby breast milk in public.
702-258-3552 is our number. Sylvia joins us from Las Vegas. Sylvia, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I breastfed my baby for the first 8 months, and I wore nursing bras and nursing tops. Mm-hmm. And those that type of apparel makes it easy and convenient to breastfeed in public. I would breastfeed while I was at the grocery store doing my shopping. I'd breastfeed in restaurants. I breastfeed at the mall, and because of the nursing tops, I didn't have to drape a blanket over my baby, and you can easily cover up any breast tissue at all with the nursing top. And I honestly didn't think that people could really tell that I was breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. But what I found a little appalling was I'd ask women, oh, did you breastfeed your baby? And some of them would actually say, oh, no, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I find that I was offended when people would say that to me. And I thought, gosh, even women are mm-hmm. subscribing to that philosophy. I mean, I understand men because of the whole sexual thing. And they think that the breast belongs to them. But women doing that?
Christy Litter, why would women think, oh, that was disgusting. I would never breastfeed. I mean, is it so much a cultural thing where that's not what breasts are for? Hard to understand that.
You know, I wish I could tell you the answer to that. You know, I think that answer would be gold in our society if we had the answer to that. But I definitely think that it is a cultural issue. I think it runs down to education. It boils down to people knowing, you know, that it's okay, you know. I don't think that most women, when they go out to breastfeed in public, are out there trying to be expositionists or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. they're trying to show their breasts to the people. I seriously do not think that's the case. When women go out to breastfeed, I would say normally women feed their babies at home before they go out. And then if they have to eat in public, they will do so. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we're leaving the house so that we can breastfeed our kids in public. I just don't think that that's what women are trying to do.
Sylvia, by the way, Sylvia, thanks very much for your call. Now, even with the law, at the same time, shouldn't mothers take some account of other people's sensitivities and feelings? I mean, shouldn't they at least try to be discreet if even if other people are wrong and being embarrassed about seeing a mother breastfeed?
I mean, I personally,
Dorothy Walder,
I personally was more of a discreet feeder in public, and like the previous caller just mentioned, she utilize nursing tops and so forth. I actually nursed twins in public because when you have twins, you really just don't have a choice. But I used baby carriers and things like that where most people didn't know what I was doing. And I think if the public was more aware of the health benefits for breastfeeding, both for the woman, if a woman breastfeeds her baby, the longer she breastfeeds, it greatly reduces her chances for getting breast cancer, ovarian cancer. And there's also many benefits for the babies as well. A breastfed baby tends to get sicker far often. There's less medical bills. And for myself personally, I've breastfed 7 children. And my family, my children have not had any prescription medications or any medications for over 25 years. And most people are blown away by that fact. So it is a common fact. But when we go out in public and we do need to feed our babies because they do get hungry, they have very small little tummies, if we were to give formula or artificial baby food, that interferes with the breast milk production. So I think if we were a little bit more educated and knew of the benefits and also the savings in America, back in 1995, we were told that if women who were using formula in this country were to breastfeed for 1 month, it would save our country over $10 billion.
Hmm. Rick joins us from Las Vegas. Rick, thanks for calling and welcome.
Yeah, I totally agree with these ladies in terms of the benefits and the dignity of taking care of your child. But the one flaw in one of the ladies' arguments I heard that I think it's not worth chasing, and I think another path needs to be chosen, or just drop one of the arguments against the cultural thing, or if it's cultural or not, who knows, but that to not view breasts in general as sexual. I don't think anyone's viewing breasts sexually when you see a woman breastfeeding. I think no man, I mean, obviously there's exceptions, but that anyone's viewing that in terms of any sexuality. But forget about trying to undo the equating any sexual feelings with breasts. That's never going to happen. And for 10,000 years, it probably never did, and the next 10,000 probably never will either. But all the other arguments are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So just drop that one.
All right.
You guys will be fine.
Very good. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate your call. Christy Leonard, is it possible to separate that the sexualization of breasts with the natural act of breastfeeding?
You know, I don't think that it is. You know, I mean, to each their own, you know. I mean, you can view it as what you like. I don't think that our, you know, that we're trying to change the culture that has already been set forth. I do think that, you know, we are just trying to raise awareness and let people know that, you know, this is okay, that it's normal, and you know, you can go ahead and do it if you wish.
Dorothy Waldron, give the last word to you.
I was just going to say, the breasts are attractive, and if it wasn't for the man being attracted to the woman's breasts, we wouldn't have these wonderful babies in the first place. So they are versatile.
Okay, touche. Dorothy Waldron pushed for a law to, it was part of a group pushing for a law to protect breastfeeding rights in Nevada more than two decades ago. Christy Leonard helped to organize the nursing demonstration at the YMCA last week. She's also the director of public relations for the organization Feed the Babies. Florence Williams was with us a little earlier, the author of Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History, and Charity Schneider told us her story of being told to stop breastfeeding at the Centennial Hills YMCA, hence that demonstration later on. Thank you all very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.